right, we're going to get to the phones here in a second. And I'm obviously tomorrow will be more about college football. David, I'm going to need your opinion tomorrow. But I mean, is Sharon alive? I mean, maybe he's different behind closed doors and it's just way more engaging. But like whether it's the interview with the morning show or him at a podium, I mean, my God, dude, mix in a cup of coffee, something. Now, we'll get to it tomorrow because I don't know what they did over the bye week, but they kind of acted like their coach. They were asleep. That was a disgrace at Illinois. We'll talk tomorrow. Lions, here's where Rico and I are at. Multiple things can be true. Thrilled they won, but that's not sustainable. Now, hear me when I say it. There's no negativity. But if you need your offense to be perfection, and you are asking Aaron Glenn to blitz at a nearly 60% blitz rate, that is egregious. League high is the Denver Broncos at about 36%. You were at almost 60 yesterday and still didn't get home and still didn't produce pressure. Example, Aiden's last game against Seattle, he produced 15 pressures by himself. Yesterday as a team, with over double the blitz rate, because you're normally about a 27% blitz rate team, you produce 15. On base four rushes, you got three pressures in 27 snaps. It's not sustainable. Thrilled they won. We'll never apologize for it. We'll never give it back. But Rico, me, David, we are like Voltron here. You got to go get a pass rusher. You are not winning a Super Bowl like that. And it is not fair to the guys on that defense to ask Aaron Glenn to be gripping and ripping at a 60% clip. Unsustainable. Oh, by the way, Goff's the MVP. Go ahead, buddy.
No, because after a while, teams will be able to scheme and take advantage of the fact that you have to blitz that much. You're not, as you said, it's not going to be sustainable because now, okay, if you're going to bring these people in, I'm going to go to a quick slant. I'm going to go to a bubble screen. I'm going to do some stuff that maybe you see works in, like, you know, some college formations, but you're going to be overly aggressive. I'm going to make you pay for that.
Let me add something to the onion pile here. Do you know how much time a quarter is considered good protection in the National Football League? The threshold from snap, process, throw. Otherwise, you're on your own. Don't ask the O-line. It's 2.5 seconds. At 2.5, that ball's got to be gone. Has to. Sam Darnold had 3.28 seconds per throw. That is an eternity to throw the ball. And luckily for you, he's still Sam Darnold. Now he's a polished Sam Darnold. He's a rehab Sam Darnold.
Darnold in progress.
He's recovering Darnold.
I think he's just used to, wait, I got real receivers? Seriously?
And you, listen, your guys gave everything they had. But that recipe, take it. Let's go blast the Titans. We got 2 weeks to bring somebody into this room who can give me a win rate.
Yeah. And you know what? Credit to Aaron Glenn. Man, they bracketed Jefferson after a while. You saw Darnold wanted to go to him, but he had three guys at any given time. There were three guys around him like, nope, you got to throw somebody else.
You got to go to Addison. You got to go to Naylor. You got to go to Bobby Munt or whatever his name is. We're not letting this guy kill us.
Yeah.
Now, Aaron Glenn was fabulous. And I don't know why Aaron Glenn catches so much heat in this town. I don't get it. He's never been given nearly the toys that Ben Johnson has. And now you're asking this guy to call a defense with one arm behind his back. I thought he was splendid yesterday. But that's not fair to him to ask him to do that for another 15 weeks to get to a Super Bowl. It's just not. 248-539-9797. You want to get to the people?
Oh, yeah.
And if you guys have thoughts, bring them. There's no negativity. But we're not doing this delusional euphoria. We're going to talk real because the goal is a parade. The goal is a Super Bowl. And in order to do it, you got to be better. You take the win any way you can get it. But we are aligned on this show. They got to go get a pass rusher. Who it is and how much you pay, those are separate shows. Let's go to Aaron, 97.1. Aaron, what's going on?
Hey, guys, how are you? Mike, you hit the nail on the head. I was actually encouraged by the almost 60% blitz rate yesterday because that tells you that they did look in the mirror. They know something has to be done.
Yeah.
So if Davis answers the phone and farts, I got to think that Andrew Berry down in Cleveland probably pulls a Shannon Sharp and has a lady in the room when you make that call. I don't think you're getting Garrett either. So that leaves us with who's left. What about with what's going on in Jacksonville? What about Josh Allen? And what about Miami? Same kind of deal with their football team. And I know both guys coming off injuries, but what's his name? Jalen
Phillips.
His last name's yes, Jalen Phillips or even Chubb on the other side. What's the viability of maybe getting one of those guys?
I think
guys?
These are the phone calls that have to get there. Aaron, I'm glad you're bringing up names. The only one I would shoot down is just I know Josh Allen Hines or whatever he changed his name to. He just signed his deal this summer. That cap hit would be like Deshaun Watson like. So I don't think they can deal him. But maybe where there's a will, there's a way. All the other things you're asking about, Aaron, you're right. You have to make every call. I don't think it's good enough to get a bricklayer. You got to go out and add some talent. Now, you didn't want to do it in the draft. You didn't really do it in free agency because your one big move was to bring in oft-injured Marcus Davenport, who is now, in fact, injured and dead, and Aiden is gone. And I don't want to hear about, if they make the Super Bowl, he could, great. So guy who hasn't played in 6 months comes back and gives you, 15 snaps on a leg that's got a rod in it?
Yeah, I don't even want to entertain that because I just can't see that happening and him being effective.
The point is, yesterday was the best of both worlds. The fact that, Rico, I'm right with Aaron on this. The fact that they went nuts blitzing. They know. They looked in the mirror, and when they drilled down on the data, there is no way. Dan Campbell is too smart. Brad Holmes is too smart. Aaron Glenn is too smart for them to walk away and whistle by the graveyard going, we good. Look at the data.
No. I think they're going to make a move. I just don't think it's going to be this bold move where you're like, yes, we got this guy. I think it's going to be you picked up this backup that played for another team. You made us trade. You traded a 6th, 7th round selection for him.
Not good enough. That's fine, but that's not good enough.
Because you know what? We beat Minnesota, and that's supposedly the top team. And look what we just did to Tennessee. Well, everybody does that
okay,
to Tennessee.
First of all, this is something I'm doing on Cash Ticket tomorrow with Cookies. There's a collection of teams in the NFL, even though it's October 21st. It feels like December, meaning radioactive land. Like, you can't make the number big enough. Yesterday, Tennessee was a 10-point underdog. That's a behemoth number. Look at Carolina. Jaden Daniels dies. 37-0. They're like the Giants are another one of these teams.
It helps when the first play of the game's pick six.
Oh, but some of these teams, like, look, this is bogo. There is Tennessee's morbid.
Mm-hmm.
It's what
so
is.
So it's officially bogo?
You can say bogo? I'm not allowed to.
Kenny, are we allowed to say bogo?
Nope. Absolutely not. What are you, crazy?
You're good, Rico.
No.
You're good. Bogo.
I mean, Tennessee's awful. Mason Rudolph? What about Captain Mayo? I mean, come on, man. You can't lose to that team.
Lions here?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, please. Please.
Come on, guys. Unless they get bored.
Ben Johnson could be on the back page of his play sheet and still get out of here with a 10-point win.
Yeah, come on, Kenny. It's bogo. Come on, man.
No. We're on to Tennessee. Rico?
We are on to Green Bay.
All right, straight to the people. Big, big, big win in Minnesota yesterday. But is it sustainable? Can you be both joyous about the win and with an eye on the future, know we need a pass rusher badly? And the team went from basically being a 27% blitz rate to almost 60 yesterday. I think they're telling you they know. So we're having that conversation. And yes, at some point, Goff for MVP. Katie, 97.1. Hi, Katie. How you doing?
Good. How are you guys doing?
Good, Katie. What's up?
Well, I'm going to put a little female spin on this, if that's okay.
Sure.
So I think the best way I can say watching that game yesterday, I've been on a good date, I've been on bad dates, and I've been on great dates. So on good dates, the guy pays for the meal, opens all my doors, drops me off, and I'm like, you know, that was a good date, but something's missing. And that's how I felt watching that game yesterday. It was a good game. Our boys did great. But something was missing. And it was Aiden Hutchinson. That first half, I kept looking at my husband. And I was like, there's another hole. There's another hole. And it was all Hutchin all day long. I swear at one point, their quarterback had about 15 minutes to set up his play and what he wanted to do. Mm-hmm. I mean, the second half was great. Our boys did awesome. Our defense was there when we needed them. I just want to make a shout-out to Hutch real quick. He's my favorite player. He's a man of integrity. He's doing so much for the Children's Hospital, so on and so forth. And I'm going to tell you who number one wants us to get somebody in that position, and it's Hutch. Hutch wants his boys to win the Super Bowl. He wants them to win the Super Bowl this year and next year. So we need to honor him, and we need to go get somebody amazing.
No, you know what, Katie, I'm with you. It was, you could honestly see that they needed that last piece of the puzzle. And I don't know if it's going to be that big splash name, but
can I,
Mike,
ask,
I hope you're right, that they saw the amount of times that we blitz, and I can't keep doing this all year, because it's not even like the end of the year where maybe we can kind of trick our way all the way through the playoffs.
Right, if you're allowing a quarterback almost 3.5 seconds to throw the ball, you're dead. Dad.
And then you're looking at the quarterbacks that you still have yet to face. That's what's going to get problematic. Not the Tennessee quarterback conundrum.
I think the big thing is to just, look, they got 2 weeks. The market will set. And it's about you either set that market or you're going to be reactionary to it. You also have to figure out. Now, listen, I'm not going to let go of the Cleveland and Vegas thing until I see a report where either player or team comes out and says there is no scenario we're trading either of these guys. Cleveland lost again. Deshaun Watson is now dead.
Yeah.
And frankly, he may never play in the NFL again. So they're really stuck. And any fantasy they had of not rebuilding is gone. Does that alter the perspective? I don't know. Maybe it does for a guy like Za'Darius Smith. But I want to see. The Raiders go out, they lose again. You know who they have this week? The Chiefs. So we'll let it play a little bit, but why? I just don't get why this town always wants to accept less versus this is the first time in my adult life, I'm 43, that I've ever felt like the Lions are truly in an all-in position and they could be Super Bowl champions any or all of the next 3 years. But you're not doing it without Hutch as currently constituted. So I don't want to accept less. And you're right. You're going to be right. I don't know.
No, I don't want to be right.
No, I know that.
Yeah.
I know that.
Just for the record, I want them to make the big splash, but nothing about them has said big splash when it comes to the defensive line since they've been here. And we beg, hey, draft this guy. Nah, we're good. Go get this free agent. Nah, we're good. We'll get bring in Davenport.
Well, that's He'll what people fine. Don't recognize is you've lost both starting defensive ends. Mm-hmm. One of whom is a defensive player of the year candidate. I look, 1 week doesn't tell the whole story, but it gives you a window into how they're thinking. And when they pour over that data, Rico, and they look at the blitz rate, they look at their pressure rate, they look at the amount of time Darnold had in the pocket. Like they know in their heart that's not sustainable. They're too smart not to.
Yeah.
There are some brilliant football brains down on Rotunda Drive, something I never thought I'd say in my life, but we're here.
We are.
There are some brilliant people down there. They know. Even if 8 hours a day on this station, we're doing Euphoria Radio. I can't. It's ridiculous.
I'm with you, man. I just
Soto hope. Hit the home run. I was happy for 5 minutes, and then I was on the phone with my dad. We're on to L.A. There's no euphoria. You do the euphoria
you
when
want
you
LA
win.
Or did you want a Subway?
I want L.A.
Really? You don't want to destroy the Mets?
No, I was talking to my dad about it, and it's a rivalry that in the from basically the mid-70s to mid-80s, there were a ton of Yankees, Dodgers, great documentary ESPN did. Oh, yeah. I want to experience that.
I caught half of it. I got to watch the rest.
It's really
Reggie
good.
Jackson
yeah.
winning and then driving and hopping in his car and driving to the West Coast. Like, wow.
Yeah, I want to experience that. Plus, F the Mets. Very nuanced. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Bernard 97.1. Bernard, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, I'm good. How you doing this afternoon?
Good, Bernie. What's going on, bub?
Hey, great win. Outstanding win. Lions, you know, are Super Bowl contending team. But, you know, after listening to the national, you know, analysts, et cetera, without a doubt, we need a pass rusher. You got the 13th ranked defense in the NFL. You know, and that's just right now, without an Aiden Hutchinson. You know, watching that game yesterday, you know, I was looking at, you know, the line of scrimmage. You had Reader attacking, hitting hard. There was a lot of hard hitting going on in that game. Campbell, they were hitting hard. Rodriguez was hitting hard. They were hitting hard, but we had, like you said, no pass rush. There's nowhere in the world a Donald should have anywhere from 3.5 to 4 seconds to get off anything. So we can't even take that chance with a Jordan Love, you know, somebody of that magnitude that'll just sit back there and pick you and eat you alive.
Yeah, and that's the thing is you look at the quarterback that they have coming up, and that's when, you got to get pressure without blitzing, because then their mobility factor. Okay, Darnold has some, but, yeah, Jordan Love can hurt you. C.J. Stroud can hurt you. Josh Allen can hurt you. Caleb Williams can hurt you. These are all teams that you have to play in the future.
Baker Mayfield hurt us. You know, Geno Smith hurt us. You know, so, you know, we got away, you know, with it this week. You know, I don't take anything away from Minnesota. Minnesota's a hell of a team. Hell of a team. But you cannot continue to, you know, take those risks. I believe Brad Holmes, you know, is a genius. He's a mastermind. And I believe he will get it done. But I'm just saying this to, you know, all the Lions supporters, the ones that you say, Mike, you know, we always want to settle for less. No, we can't settle for less. Got to get out there and get a damn ball player that can get it done.
That's right. And that's it. And, Bernard, I don't think we're bad people for asking for it. So, again, it's like, I don't know. People are so soft. Oh, how can we be negative? No one's being negative. We're living on planet Earth. I love that they won that game. And I'm giving you the data. And I'm giving you reasons why it was great yesterday, but not sustainable. And why I am even more emboldened to go get a pass rusher. By the way, you want a power stat about the offense? Yeah. Since we're focusing so much on defense? Courtesy of the NFL on CBS. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
The Lions offense is the only team with more offensive touchdowns, 18, than incompletions, 16, in a four-game span since the NFL merger.
Yeah.
Four-game span, 16 incompletions, 18 touchdowns. You think that's sustainable?
Yeah.
That's...
You took my power stat.
No, I...
No, that was for the whole...
Saw an article with that in there, and I'm like, wow. Okay, that when I say you've been perfect on offense, that's perfection.
Or a quarterback who's just, you know, got an 83% completion rate in the last couple games. Like, that doesn't happen. Where you're perfect.
And well, it'll happen over a week. Might happen over a month.
Right.
It's not going to happen over a season. And again, the offense is the floor for the offense is good. The ceiling is what we've been watching. The defense, I worry about a single elimination, playoff, you know, the NFL playoffs. If you allow playoff caliber quarterbacks to sit back there for over 3 seconds, you're dead. You're going home.
Mm-hmm. Also, you probably need to worry about teams that can really rush the ball. That could be problematic as well.
And to be fair, Minnesota ran the ball yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
So it's Hutch's value. The longer he's out, the more impact you'll feel it, the more you'll see it. Because now teams are going to know. Teams are going to know. Okay, well, they're blitzing 60% of the time. 248-539-9797. David, you okay? You look disgusted.
I have a quote from Dan Campbell regarding some edge rusher stuff.
Okay.
And you'll give that to us?
Next.
Wow, fantastic. All right, check in with David on a couple of ticket texts. Get to the callers as well. Lions victory Monday. It's a hell of a job rallying up, but I think there are absolutely some red flags with it. We've given you some of the data. Keep winning. Make no mistake about it. But if the ultimate goal is a parade down Woodward, I'm more convinced than ever they need a pass rush. I've given you some of the data. If you want to throw it out because it doesn't align with the, you know, boner euphoria phase, that's fine. But I don't live that way. Sam Darnold having almost 3.3 seconds to throw the ball, you having a grand total of 15 pressures on a 60% blitz rate, guys, it's problematic. Hell of a job yesterday. And by the way, if anybody, just lay your sword down on the Goff thing, all right? You got an unbelievable quarterback. This dude is playing like Drew Brees in his prime. League average is about 64% completion rate. This dude's at 71, and these aren't checkdowns.
That's the difference. Yeah, it's not just, a little screen pass here, dump off to the running back, wheel right. No, deep down the field, accurate.
Go ahead, David.
Well, I wonder if they think that you all are being negative after a win. I wonder if they think their own coach is being negative.
Okay.
Here's Justin Rogers. Dan Campbell said all three of his coordinators had outstanding game plans, but if there was an area of improvement needed, it was how long they asked their coverage to hold up, acknowledging need more edge pressure. Quote, we'll figure it out. Then he goes on to say, quote, we need just a little bit more. So take that for what it's worth.
No, I think Dan Campbell is an adult, and he's got a very big football brain, and he understands after looking at the film and after looking at data, the analytics we're quoting are real. They come from real places, and football people value them. He knows. He knows he can't. And by the way, I think he knew, and that's why they did the ridiculous fake punt. And it's not, oh, you only complain when it doesn't work. No. I don't like it when he's done it on 4th and 11 and it does work. 4th and 7 that early in a game. I think part of it is they knew.
Yes. I think both things can be true. They knew. I call for that pregame. I'm like, Campbell has to take more chances in this game because he knows his defense is not the same thing. So the best way to help out your defense is possession and keep the ball. And if you're going to do that, you do it early enough in the game that it, when it failed, and it did, it didn't cost you. It cost you a touchdown. It wasn't late in the game. You still had enough time to recuperate from that. But I expected more gambling from him because you got to take some of the pressure off this defense.
Well, and now you know. All right, well, here's what it looked like against a good football team. I don't think anyone thinks Minnesota's a Super Bowl team. I think we thought they were good. We think they're a pain in the ass because they had gotten off to a ridiculous start. But here's what I would compare it to. Playing the way the Lions played yesterday defensively is the football equivalent of pitching chaos.
It is.
It's cute, but it isn't sustainable.
And I would look at the going for it on fourth down. Here's the only problem. I think it's because you've gone for it so many times that Minnesota wasn't fooled. If this was like your first time doing it, it would have worked. But you saw the Minnesota, they're lining up and pointing and like, nope, nobody move, nobody do anything. Make sure the ball is kicked. And the second it was snapped, boom.
Yeah, there's no scenario I'm trying to block a punt against the Lions. I'm just going to stand there.
Yes, exactly.
David, go ahead, buddy.
Holmes had pick 28 last year and turned that into Arnold. Those picks aren't useless. However, I would make the trade. Okay. Why is Trey Hendrickson not being talked about more on the last year of his deal and the Bengals are cooked? That's the deal I want to make.
You need the Bengals to lose games. You know, if the Giants had done their job and beaten them 2 weeks ago, it might be a different conversation. Instead, the Bengals look at it as we were razor close and gave away 2 games against the Commanders and Ravens, and we just won the last 2 weeks. I'm not telling you I don't think they're cooked either, guys. But again, pick up the phone and ask. Unlike other hosts at the station, I'm not going to get angry at you for that. No, you have every right. Throw names out. When you're in a win-at-all-cost mode and you are there, I'm fine if you want to dream. I don't understand getting mad about it. It's not like anyone's calling up and saying, trade for Patrick Mahomes. All right, that's just stupid.
And you got a better quarterback.
Well, actually, yes, right now. I think Mahomes is playing awful. So, yes, I shoot for the stars, man.
Rico, here's your vocal minority. Mike Rico, the defense basically had held them to 2 touchdowns. One of the touchdowns was the defensive touchdown, and the other was a short field after a terrible call to do a fake punt. The defense is just fine.
Okay, and you're a moron with limited intellect and no understanding of football.
Here's
the thing. Fine, though, and I hope you have a great day. But you don't get to do that crap. You had the same amount of yards, rushing, passing, first downs, third down conversions, TOP, the whole thing. You needed a field. The structure of a game is you don't get to re-adjudicate bad things that happen to you and then ignore bad things that happen to opponent. Mm-hmm. Minnesota moved the football. You moved the football. You had a catastrophe of a turnover that resulted directly in a touchdown. Minnesota had two catastrophes, one of which was Brian Branch going Spider-Man. The other was Sam Darnold and the receivers screwing up the most important play of the game. You don't get do-overs. Your pressure data is what it is. Your coach is telling you it's real.
Right there. Of all the things you said back there to David, I'll accept that text because it's coming from the vocal minority. When Dan Campbell sees what I see, then maybe some things are going to get done. Because this, I promise you, it looks great. And it's going to look even better on Sunday, whether Kenny wants to believe it or not. It's fool's gold. It's fugazi. It will be the detriment of your team if you believe you can finish the rest of your season with the defensive line that you have now, because you have a lot of quarterbacks to play. You're sitting on top, but this, you haven't even hit the halfway point of the season. You have to bring in somebody else.
Here's another one. Do you want us to go pull the audio of the 17 times Greg Olsen was belaboring the fact that your pass rush was awful, that you couldn't get any pressure? That even though you were blitzing, you weren't getting pressure. Mm-hmm. Again, you can hate Rico and I don't care. Do you hate Greg Olsen?
Yeah. Because let's just say you make it to the Super Bowl and the worst team you probably want to play is probably the Ravens, because they'll eat you alive. They can run the ball. You saw what happened last year when you played them and they didn't have Derrick Henry. Just saying. You got to go and do something.
So negative. David, go ahead.
I
know. Look, you can be thrilled about the win. I am. But I'm more convinced than ever 2 weeks from tomorrow, we gotta make a trade. We need some help.
Rich and Shelby is wondering, Rico, if you have any more BOGO deals, because he wants Za'Darius Smith and Miles Garrett.
No. Your BOGO deal is going to be the Titans. That's it.
I think it's the largest spread we've seen in the NFL this year, isn't it?
It's one of.
Isn't I've seen 12? 10
and a half. No, I saw 10 and a half just now. Unless it's been
back. I don't
down.
Think I've seen 10 and a half so far this season.
I saw 10 and a half. I want to say it was Niners Rams. It was Niners Rams, but okay, that didn't work out.
All right, let's get a little spin around the globe, if you will. There's other football besides the Lions. We'll get to the people as well. David, music.
Let's start here with a couple cases of booing. Oh. One, a player returns back to his former team. That was Saquon Barkley returned to play in New York, and fans booed him. People seem to have a problem with that, though.
It's because people are soft and they want faux outrage. The guy went to the Antichrist, the Philadelphia Eagles. Oh, but he did so well for you. He left. All right, the Giants tried to sign him multiple times, and then they finally put the hammer down and said, we're done. We're not giving you what. If you think you're worth this, go get it. It is what it is. You want to boo the organization? Boom. The bottom line is he went and played for Satan. All right? It is what it is. Grow up.
Yeah. You boo people who aren't on your team. Hence, Matthew right. Stafford comes back.
That's He's different than what they did in Cleveland. Guy's dead on the field.
Right. That's different. But a former guy who used to play here, yeah, you're going to boo him.
Yeah, that's what I was going to get to next. There are layers to this one. Because, yes, the fans were booing Deshaun Watson as he was carted off the field. He is out for the year with a ruptured Achilles, and fans booed him. Some fans felt that, well, we should because he's a horrible person. But was that the right time to do that?
Look, I'll be honest. Maybe people will be outraged at me. But, like, yes, I know it's wrong in my heart. But I'm also like, well, he's a terrible guy and he's terrible on and off the field and they're just angry and fans are frustrated. I don't know. No, it's not right to cheer a guy who's injured, clearly. But I'm not going to pull a Stephen A. and go, clearly, I'm not going to drop a bomb on the Cleveland fans. It's a horrific situation for everybody involved. Were they classy? No. Is my heart going to bleed for Deshaun? Not really.
But you knew that when you signed him. None of this was new. None of this happened, you know, after you signed him. So if you thought he was a bad person, you set that aside because you were hoping he would bring you a Super Bowl in Cleveland. And now all of a sudden you want to gain morality. You want to gain a consciousness. You just found Jesus. No, You don't get to do that.
No, you don't get to do that. Let's talk about Tua Tagovailoa for a second, because he spoke to the media for the first time. He is going to practice this week and try to return to game action. But there's a quote here that I kind of cringed at. Quote, "I appreciate your concern. I really do. I love this game, and I love it to the death of me." That's it. Kind of a cringy quote there, dealing with what he's dealing with. I mean, I know it's not our decision, but is this the right decision?
You may want to get him a thesaurus and pick a different word because of just, you know, how what could go on your next hit. But I knew the second that he went down, he was going to play again, because that's what he was basically born to do. He's been playing football all of his life, and to take this away from him, like, we could all say that because we don't play, and it's like, oh, you got to think of your family, you got to think of all of that. But when you've been playing football for this long and you finally hit that stage where you are one of the top players, you're gonna go out there and you're gonna play until you can't play again. I remember talking to TJ, and he was like, yeah, if it were me, I would keep going. And said, hey, I knew at the end, okay, fine. That last injury, okay, I'm going to opt out. But other than that, I got to keep playing. Jansen said, I would keep playing if I could. So that's just how football players are built.
What do you want from me? I'm done. The guy should retire.
He said he has been symptom-free since the
day
after his concussion.
That doesn't matter. The more concussions you have, the longer it takes for your body to heal. So here's what's happening. The only thing eroding besides his brain function is my sympathy for him. So if something now goes out and happens again, I'm turning the channel. Mm-hmm. I'm done.
Which is fair. But I think to ask him to say, yeah, he's symptom-free because, yeah, a butterfly landing on him does not cause a concussion.
Right. I mean, it takes so long for your brain and your body to heal. Nah. And Rico's not wrong. I'm just saying, as a human being, like, I felt sympathy. But when you keep doing this, and you know what? If nobody around him is strong enough to tell him, hey, time to power down, then you know what? You're on your own.
What you don't want is for it to all end the way it did for Junior Seau. Great all-time Hall of Fame player. We didn't know then what we know now.
Any player afflicted with CTE, yeah, that's the whole thing. Any. And whether it goes to the extreme like Junior or Dave Duerson, or it just goes to guys who have constant pain, can't sleep, can't remember their own effing name. Any of that. No, I don't want any of that. That's where it's like, I don't want you on my television anymore. Because the next time he's air fencing, you're headed right there. And you're right. These guys won't power it down. And it's like, will the people around them step up? Guy's got two young kids. You've had four concussions in 2 years. Go for it, buddy. Whatever you want.
Well, speaking of go for it, Russell Wilson, start yesterday.
Weren't you in heaven? Come
16
on.
Of 29, 264, and two touchdowns. Looked awful in the first half. Turned it around. They won the game 37-15. Quote from Mike Tomlin after the game: "This is what I get paid the big bucks for, to make these decisions. It worked out."
Hmm. I mean, David, you didn't expect him to come out there and throw five touchdowns in the first half. He hasn't played all year.
He played well, David. You had completions of 44. I'm spitballing here, but I think it's 44, 38, 36, and 30. Explosives down the field, what Justin Fields wasn't giving you. True or false?
But it's not proper for the coach to say that after one start. One start, David, and you would say this is it worked out?
I don't understand. I don't understand anything that happened with Mike Tomlin yesterday. Seriously, if you told me that somebody had replaced him with AI Mike Tomlin, I would believe you, because everything was out of character that he did in that game, and the stuff that he said and the stuff that he did, blowing a kiss to the camera. Like, what are we doing here? Who is this man? But yeah, David, you actually look like a better team under Russ. You do.
Uh-oh.
Mr. Dangerous.
Yeah, okay.
Get your sandwich sideways.
Yeah, we'll see from week to week what this looks like. And let's close it out with this, because this is a quarterback that looks great, and I'm still wondering why he isn't leading in the MVP odds. That is Josh Allen, Mr. Cowboy. Allen hasn't thrown an interception through 7 games this season. The first player since Alex Smith in 2017 to throw 12 touchdown passes with 0 interceptions. Would he be your MVP today?
No, Jared Goff would be.
No, it would be Jared Goff. And even though Josh Allen has better odds, I'm kind of done with him. Like every year I'm thinking, okay, this will be the year. This will be the year. It comes a time where, you know what, Josh, you're just, you know, you're good for the first 10 games of the year, but the last seven, you're okay. So I'm not falling for the hype. Whereas I'm looking at Jared Goff and watching the game, I'm like, the Lions may have the MVP. Because then I'm starting like, who could take it from him? Who could actually usurp him? Couldn't think of anybody. So,
and Josh Allen's playing great football. Don't get it twisted.
It's impressive with no interception.
What Jared Goff is doing is simply breaking records. It's incredible.
And he's doing it not against bad teams. Like, this isn't, oh, well, you're doing it against the Carolina Panthers, and you're doing it against the... He's going out there and doing it on the road at Minnesota. Hostile environment against the best team in football. Getting it done. So, sorry, Josh. Unless he gets injured, it's Jared Goff.
And that is In Football Today.